Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, beautiful. Welcome to day 325 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. When I was learning to drive, my dad would harp on me the entire ride to watch this guy over here and pay attention to this maniac. And of course, being a know-it-all 16-year-old, I would get defensive and tell him I know what I was doing despite having 6 months of expertise behind the wheel. And he would always reassure me by saying, well, I'm not as worried about you as I am worried about everybody else. And I think about this all the time. When I'm driving or doing pretty much anything, I am never as worried about me as I am worried about everyone else. And very few of us would actually feel comfortable admitting that we might be bad drivers. Many of us think we're amazing drivers who make the occasional mistake, and we blame that on inevitability. But when those occasional mistakes can create catastrophic results, we have to be okay with taking accountability for ourselves and for those around us. We have a responsibility to the people around us as much as we do ourselves. And we must put our trust in others while also recognizing the significance of this game we're all playing. No matter how you cut it, we're all capable of making potentially harmful mistakes every time we leave our homes. This means we need to be paying attention to our impact, not only to ourselves, but to those around us. Which means it's not just about avoiding your own potential mistakes, it's about paying attention so you can avoid other people's potential mistakes as well. And if you're already a paranoid person or you care too much about what everybody else is doing, ignore all of this. This is just to make us more conscious of how much we're putting our trust in others and how much we should be protecting others as well. Because the more I think about it, the more I realize how aptly this advice applies to a lot of other lessons in life. As I get older and I begin to trust myself more, I'm no longer as concerned with the consequences of my choices because I have learned and gotten wiser and better at responding instead of reacting or making better choices. So I trust myself because I've done nothing but continuously improve upon and make good emotional responses to anything life throws at me, regardless of how bad shit gets. So I'm starting to realize that I will be fine when it comes to just doing me. But that's the thing, it's never just doing me. I am surrounded by and forced to trust strangers to do the right thing every single day. So I need to be aware of the potential dangers that exist in that too. I may be confident and in control of my own decisions, but I still need to be subtly aware of everyone else's if I am meant to make the best possible choices in return. And I will admit, I used to believe inherently that everyone kind of thought like me. but as I get older, I realize how rare it is to find someone who processes and thinks even remotely similar to any one of us. That means, in addition to needing to learn and relearn how to treat people that don't receive my energy properly, I will also have to be cognizant that there are a lot of people who will do the opposite thing that I expect them to do at any given moment. And I have to be prepared for that reality. I may know and be prepared to make the next best move for me, but the person ahead of me might not. And as long as I remember that, I can keep an eye out for them just as much as I do myself. And luckily, though, most people are doing a great job of following the rules, and that means we shouldn't avoid the open road and trusting others just because a few people will inevitably fuck up. Because people are always going to fuck up. And by knowing that, we can be ready and ideally avoid the fuck-ups that we can see coming. Even if you don't drive, stick with me on this analogy because I tried real hard on it and I think it can apply to other things. But the fact that strangers are often unpredictable and can occasionally be dangerous does not mean you should never get on the open road again. It just means you should be more present and conscious when you do get on the road. In order to keep ourselves and those around us safe, we must keep each other in mind when we make decisions. Because being able to travel through life safely with the company of other people, even if they're on different paths, is truly fucking amazing. We are free to cruise through life at speeds unimaginable to the generations that came before us, alongside strangers from every walk of life who happens to be born in the same timeline and area as us. So we are all responsible for watching each other's backs, even if we don't know or actually like or give a shit about each other, because we are in this together, whether we like it or not. We all seem to acknowledge that this non-negotiable risk is worth the reward. So we do all get behind the wheel of life, sometimes before we're fully ready, and we'll continue putting our full lives and trust into the hands of often underprepared and underconcerned strangers. This is part of the deal. If you want to experience the open roads of living life fully, you inevitably have to put your faith in the competence of strangers, who, simply because they are human, are inherently capable of making mistakes when we least expect it. And to avoid these natural dangers, it's best to be aware of ourselves and our proximity to others when we're driving ourselves around. It's in everyone's best interest to leave room for mistakes and try to keep a safe distance between you and everyone around you to account for a potential disaster. And when we account for others' potential miscalculations, we can't lose sight of our own. We are obviously first responsible for what happens inside our own car, but we're equally responsible for what happens around and to it. And while we're not responsible for other people's actions, we are responsible for how we react to them. And shit will happen. And luckily, because we are all aware that shit happens, we can be on the lookout so we can dodge it before it hits our windshields. And since we can't actually accurately predict the actions of others, we can and should prepare ourselves for the occasional distracted driver so we're not caught off guard when someone swerves into our lane. Because I am less worried about you, and I am more worried about everyone else.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.